T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
They're the Tennessee Titans. They're the Tennessee Titans. They'll keep on fighting all the way. They're the Tennessee Titans. They're the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee Titans all the way.
Marks and Reese are back. Live from Chickies. Jack's trying to pretend that this is their fight song, where it's just some guy on YouTube that's probably playing the
fight song.
This isn't their fight song,
every game.
Stop making up that this is their fight song.
Oh, this is terrible.
You're making it up. Say he can't even deny it.
No wonder you only lasted 11 innings.
Why?
Y'all played this before the games?
That's the Titans pump-up song.
Yeah, Tennessee Titans.
Oh, the Titans.
The Tennessee Titans.
I was thinking about your baseball thing.
Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, that's terrible. Yeah, play that before the game.
That's not their actual fight song, Jack. I know you're making that up. You found that online somewhere. Some guy on YouTube, isn't it? Probably. All right, let's talk about our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Looking to get engaged in 2020? Shop Mark's Jewelers' great collection of diamond engagement rings at their flagship store in Montgomeryville or online, Mark's-Jewelers.com. Most people want to see Andy Reid win on Sunday. I think it was the 87% the last time I looked. So, with that being said, let's get to our picks. And this won't take very long because I am going with the Tennessee Titans not only to cover the 7.5 points, but I believe they win the game outright, 27-24. They're just on that roll. They just look like a team that get on that weird roll, and they're going to win 3 straight road games, and they will be in Super Bowl 50. Is this 4? Super Bowl 54? Super Bowl 54. So I'm taking the Titans. And the NFC game I have less of a feel for, but I'm going to take the 49ers, and I'll take a -7.5. I just feel like that defensive front is so good. And Aaron Rodgers, who had a really good game in the divisional round, on the road, I don't know. I'll take San Francisco -7.5, Ike.
Yep, and to make sure I'm on the complete opposite side of you, give me the Chiefs -7.5 and give me Green Bay +7.5.
There you go. So there are picks. Ike, the Sixers are playing tonight across the street at the Wells Fargo Center. They are 7.5 point favorites over the Bulls tonight. You like them?
Yeah, great at home.
Yeah, I feel like this is another win. They score some points.
Believe me, Sixers, you lose to the Bulls at home, and Twitter will be great tonight. Yeah, Sixers Twitter will be great tonight.
I'm heading down to my first game of the year tonight.
Oh!
You going down?
Yeah.
Are you going down with tickets or as a member of the media?
Tickets. I'm a you know, man of the people.
No, oh, all right. Well, I don't know. You going down with your lady friends? Or who are you going down with?
Yeah,
your
Jill. Lady? Jill and some, you know.
His wife?
Yes. His little lady, he calls her.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
All right, well, have fun, Jack.
Wives don't want to be called anything but wives.
Oh, and by the way, congratulations to our old friend Sludge, who got engaged last night. He's now working in Chicago.
Yeah. I mean, he fought the good fight. Bachelor, 50-plus years. He has time to turn in those.
Why does everybody say Sludge is 50?
Well, he is.
Is he?
Yeah.
He is 50?
Yeah.
I thought he was close to.
No, he's over 50, right? Yeah. Yeah, he's over 50, 50. Yeah.
Man, right? He is washed.
Yeah, well, good for him.
I think he's close to 50, yeah.
Yeah, he was. Was he here? Was it last week he was here or 2 weeks ago? He was last time we were here. Yeah, no, he's a good dude.
No, we say 50 and he looks good.
He looks great for being 50.
Yeah, he looks good. Yeah.
Yeah, he looks great. He looks great for being 50. So he was at a.
But he held his bachelor card long enough.
A long time.
Yeah, it's time to give it up, bro.
Good man. So congrats to Sludge.
Can't be still going into dive bars looking for dates.
We'll finish up on the.
Come on, man.
On the phones.
Grow up.
Let's get to the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park. Watch and wager on all the pro football action at the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. It's a Friday text line.
Text line.
Andy Reid is responsible for more disappointing moments in my life than anybody else in the world. Tim in Mercerville.
That's possible. Yeah.
You're young.
Yeah. I mean, like, you have to look at it. See, I honestly look at it that way. When the Super Bowl happened, it washed all the negative feelings I had, but
Don't really seem like it. You're rooting against him Sunday.
Well, I'm rooting for the possibility of him pulling some shenanigans at the end of the game, but it's not because of what he did as a coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. I've moved on from that.
Would you still be rooting for Andy Reid if he was the coach of the Cowboys or the Giants? Hector in Maryland.
Of course not. That's a silly question.
Right. Well, he's not.
And he's not.
Right, he's not, so no.
Isn't Ike technically the jockey of the Bronco? So does that make him a non-athlete too? Mark in South Jersey.
No, he's not the jockey.
I am not the jockey.
He's the guy that leads the Bronco around.
Yes, I am the trainer. Yes, the caretaker. Not even the trainer. I just take care of him.
Who's the caretaker? Who's your go-to trainer in horse racing?
Well, I'm waiting on go-to trainer?
Yeah, Bob Baffert.
Well, he's an owner. Is he a trainer?
Well, he's a trainer owner.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, he's the only one I know.
So you're the Bob, me too. Are you the Bob Baffert of
Carson? Yeah, he's the only
Carson
one I know,
Wentz.
Yes. All I know is the guy with the white hair.
Yeah, him.
Yeah, he owns every horse. Yeah,
right, exactly.
Yo, fellas, for all the shots that I fire on you guys on this text line, I just want to take a minute and congratulate all of you on the greatness that is your show. Notice the new digs haven't helped Ike on live reads yet, though. Sorry, Ike, it slipped out. Holla at your boy, Tom from Abington.
Oh, hey, thanks, Tom. We appreciate it. Always good to hear from Tom.
Always good to hear. I hear from him twice a day.
Yeah. All over the reading.
Yeah, yes. You can't avoid them. That's for sure.
Mark's, Fritz, and Matt's are the founding members of the Andy Reid Haters Club. Don't try and wiggle out of it, Mark's. Own it. Embrace your hate. It's okay. It's what we do here in Booadelphia. Jim in Delco.
Oh, Delco. Now, the real question is, what does Jack from Delco think about this weekend's games? And I know he couldn't get in the building because they didn't believe he was actually employed by WIP in the new building, so security would not allow him in, but they let him in, and he was roaming around the hallways today. Jack, did you get a chance to talk to Jack from Delco at all today?
Yeah, he's actually coming in right now. The doors here are really heavy, so we have to, you know, get him tonight. Here he comes.
Here he comes.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me in. They didn't think that, you know, we've got a new dress code here. You're supposed to dress up a little bit. I guess the sweatpants were not enough. I thought that was dressing up. I'm usually a shorts guy, but
yeah, you can't dress like that in the new spot, Jack.
Yeah, so I'm not in sweatpants today. Decided to class it up. Got some jeans, and so we're looking fly back here, boys.
Are you an Andy Reid fan? Are you rooting for him this weekend,
no,
Jack?
No, I'm not rooting for Andy Reid. You kidding me? Guy choked every weekend I watched him. Like, it's not a fan. Not a fan. Like, go for him, I guess. But Super Bowl, it didn't change anything. No, I'm not rooting for Andy Reid.
What about all the great memories we have under Andy Reid?
There were some good memories.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, average memories, and then we lost, so it didn't even matter. Come on, Ike. Hey, Ike, like, thank you for your service, brother, but you were like 0-8 in playoff games, so I don't even want to hear it.
Yeah, Ike, what's your record in
0-8?
What's your record in NFC Championship games?
Well, the same as Andy Reid's, I guess. Well, I didn't play in the Arizona game.
Right, so you have one less loss.
I got one less loss on my record.
All right. Jack, any thoughts on the cheating scandal for the Astros? How would you penalize the Astros?
Yeah, I agree with that caller, Chris, yesterday. I thought he made a lot of good points. He took all my thunder, boys, first time in a long time.
Is that the guy who compared it to the Japanese and the Germans?
Yeah.
All right. I didn't think he would get it. All right, Jack.
Right.
Listen, man, have a good weekend. We'll see you next week, all right? We'll be back in studio next week. There he is, Jack from Delco.
Love it.
We got time for one more call. Eli, Mount Laurel. Eli, what do you got?
Yo, what's up, guys? How's it
Hi.
Going?
What's up, Eli?
So, I'm 23, so, you know, I grew up just watching Andy, and I got to say, I'm just glad I got to watch a winning team, unlike the Dallas Cowboys. So, of course I'm rooting for him.
I love it. And I love the fact that I believe weren't the Kansas City Chiefs originally like the Dallas Texans or something? Like, did the Chiefs come from Dallas, I believe?
Well, because the Cowboys are not an original franchise.
Exactly.
Right?
I think it was the Chiefs. They migrated to Kansas City. I got that right? Somebody in Twitter correct me.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you do, but
although I don't even know if anybody listening is on Twitter. Like, you would have to be kind of older to know the history of the Chiefs to that extent. I think they were called the Dallas somethings or the Kansas City somethings.
There you have it.
Hey, man, I'm up on it all, man.
All right, everybody.
Barbecue and baked beans, baby.
Listen, everybody, have a great weekend. Is Giglio coming up next there, Jack Fitzaroni?
Yes, he is.
All right.
Yep.
Hard-hitting sports talk with
Giglio. Yes, awesome. Championship Sunday coming up. Monday is a holiday, as probably myself, Sonny Hill, and Ben Hill are the only ones taking off Monday from the radio station. Rest of y'all go to work Monday.
I will be in on Monday. Yes,
yeah, see,
that is correct.
Yep, that shows it. Yep.
Everybody, have a great weekend. Go Titans. And we will we'll talk to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.